Now, the National Ploughing Championships, again, just over in Stradbally in County Laois. And there are calls for Kerry to get its turn to host the National Ploughing Championships. The RFA chair, the Irish Farm Association chair for Kerry, Jason Fleming, is with me in the line. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joey.
Were you at the ploughing, I take it you were?
Yes, sorry, I was there on the last day, and look, it was a great day out, and I suppose, look, it was a great opportunity as well for the likes of myself to lobby the likes of the Taoiseach and the ministers of the day in relation to the main farming issues on the day, Joey. Yeah. So it was, I don't know, it was a great family day out, and I suppose we have good numbers, you know, up to 80,000. I suppose that was 78 the first day, and I think that was up to 80 over the, don't know, that was up to maybe to over 200, but over 200 over the 3 days. So it's a great opportunity for us, yeah.
It's a massive undertaking, Jason. It's a huge event. You're making the argument, you're making the call now that Kerry should get it.
Well, I suppose, Jerry, up to now, there were all plenty. Well, I suppose the last time I was in Kerry, Jerry, was in the 1980s when it was in Ashford. That's over 40 years ago. And prior to that, it was back in the 1930s when it was in Killarney, and I think that was the World Championships. But I suppose, look, what everyone is pointing at is the road network down here, and it's kind of a bottleneck. And I suppose, look, there's been serious work done with the roads over the last maybe 30, 40 years. Look, we have a bypass in Castle Island there. We bypass in Tralee all the way back to Hartford, Debbie Dornier, or Listowel. So, or around Listowel. So, look, I think we opened up all the lanes from the bypasses. So I think it's a great opportunity for Kerry now to step up. And I suppose, look, we have, I suppose to be fair as well, Jerry, we have two ministers in the county, Minister Norma Foley and especially Minister Healy Ray. He's the junior minister for farming and forestry and so on in the county. We will be meeting them this evening on our budget proposals. In Dublin, we'll be meeting the five TDs, but that's the first thing I'll be talking to the minister about, both ministers, Minister Foley and Minister Hedway, to put pressure on here, swinging behind us here and see can we, because my understanding, Jerry, there is going to be a decision made over the next few weeks in relation to where the ploughing is over the next 3 years. So I think now is a good chance, like I say, especially for our General Minister Hedway, to put pressure on here and to get it to Kerry in his term.
And so it's going to be a 3-year decision because, in fairness, it kind of has to be a 3-year decision, doesn't it? You can't just put it one place 1 year, such as the logistical undertaking for it and the organisation and the money that has to go in to the site, parking and everything else like that, that it has to be a 3-year plan. So this is the decision now for 26, 27 and 28. Is that right?
That's my understanding, Jerry, but I'll be corrected on that. But what I will say is that, look, all we're calling for here is, look, I suppose from a Kerry's perspective as well, look, we're a great farming county. I said this to you before, we supply the best of, you see the way the volume of meat we're supplying and the best of whalings and lamb and so on. And I suppose it would be great for the tourism and the economy within the county. And as I said, this goes up to 80,000 coming in, and it would be a great boost. You know, for the local businesses, the likes of the B&Bs, the shops, the contractors, I suppose the pubs and the restaurants and all that. So I suppose, look, and it would put farming in the spotlight as well in Kerry as well as tourism. So yeah. I think, look, yeah. 40 years is too long, Jerry, for the ploughing to be gone from the county. We have the best of the land back in North Kerry as well. We have a good bit, block of land
Is that, Jason, look, it was Scraggan and Tullamore and Offaly. It's been in Stradbally and County Laois as well. Good quality land. Is that where you'd be thinking it might be if it came to Kerry? It'd be somewhere in North Kerry.
It probably would because look, the bite has to kill on. Is that? I know they're working it, but it's not there.
It won't be there in time for the next 3 years, shall we say? Yeah. If it was to be.
And I suppose, Jerry, it's not all about Dublin or the Midlands or Kilkenny. It's about look. I mean, I see the farm centre from an IFA perspective. Like we leave our house 3 hours to get up there in the morning and 3 hours down. Same as Dublin. And I think these, you know, the likes of the farm centre, if you don't mind me saying, should probably be down around Tipperary area, down in Limerick. Do you know what I mean? Where it's the millions of the country somewhere. It's the exact same here with the ploughing. There has to be fairness and a bit of rotation. And that's what we're looking for, to get it to the likes of Kerry. And into Munster as well. I mean, it was the last time it was Munster as well, over 40 years as well. So I think we have to be, if you go down through the records, if you go back to the 30s, 40s and 50s, it was spread around from county to county. And I think that's what we'd be asking the Plough Association here when they're making these decisions. That don't forget us, and we will be putting pressure. Like I said, we will be meeting the three other TDs this evening as well, Mikey Cal, Pat Daly, and Den Healy Ray. So I think, and we're all singing out to the same hymn shoot, which we will, like, to be fair, no. And yeah. I think that it's I did say to him the start there, it's a great opportunity for us as well to get all the MEPs, you know, all the ministers of the day, the Taoiseach of the day, and you know, the last day I was up the Plough, now we got a great chance to discuss the derogation which is a big problem.
Yeah.
You know, your farmers there, family farms, with 80, 90 cows, and they might have to cut by 10 or 15, and that makes them unviable, Jory. And I suppose that's the stuff. And I suppose the Mercosur as well was discussed, just to mention too. I mean, unregulated beef coming in from Brazil, it makes no sense at all. And look, I met the likes of Billy Kelleher and these guys, the MEPs at the Plough, and I think there has to be a stop put to that. There's 200,000 coming in already, ton of beef coming in from Brazil. I know we've another 99,000, which is 300. And it's very disappointing when you meet MEPs and they're saying it's only dropping the ocean, it won't affect the price here. That won't be the case, because when the gates opened here, Jerry,
it's really open wider is your fear. Yeah. Jason, finally, look, you mentioned it could all come down just on the ploughing to the road network, as you say. You know, will the fact that a dare is being done, the bypass dare, in time for the Ryder Cup, will that affect the influence, I think, of saying, look, there is a good road, there is a bypass, there's one fewer bottleneck on the way into and out of Kerry for the ploughing, if it is to be next year?
But I suppose, look, my understanding, there's great work being done on the day of bypass. My wife works in Limerick and she's up and down there every day, and there's a lot of work being done there. And I think I haven't the date when it's going to be finished, but it's not far away, my understanding is, Jerry. So I think, look, that would be great help, obviously, if it was finished. But I suppose we have a coast road as well, Jerry. So we're not depending on one access. Then we have a coast road into Listowel, and that's another option there. So I think the days of you know, ministers or the government or the Plough Association saying that, you know, it's a bottleneck in Kerry, it's gone, really. I mean, I live in Castleiden myself, and you have the finest bypass in the town, and you're nearly a motorway into Tralee from the roundabout there, and you have the bypass in Tralee now as well. So you're straight into the likes of Adfair, Debydorn, nearly Star, wherever they want to hold it back there. And look, farmers are buying into that as well. Look, I've been talking to farmers back there. There's massive support for it as well, so which is and look, as I said to you early on there, we're a great farming county. We're living in the best county in the world in my eyes. When I leave it there to go to meetings and stuff, especially when I was in the forestry, you were meant to get back in. I never stayed overnight or anything hardly out. So I think now is our chance to show what we have, and look, as I say, look, it's down to the Plough Association, obviously, and we will be putting pressure, and hopefully the Taoiseach might be there as well this evening at the budget proposals there in Dublin. So we might come by him as well, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, Jason, look, that's where we leave it. Thanks for giving us your view on that. What do you think? Kerry FA are calling for the ploughing to be in Kerry for the next 3 years, 2026, 2027, 2028. Time for it to happen. 40 years on from when it was last here in Ardfort.